It's me. You said there was an issue?
Hi. I'm sorry something isn't up to your standards. What's the problem again? Oh, the kitchen sink is leaking again. Oh, darling, I'm so sorry. I'll make sure that's taken care of immediately. I'll call a plumber right away. Oh, no. It cannot be your fault, darling. You haven't been here very long, and this is an issue that should have been taken care of a while ago. In fact, why don't I give you your security deposit back? No, I insist. You spent a lot of money to get this apartment, and frankly, you shouldn't have to spend that much only for there to be problems so quickly, darling. Great. And as a special apology, I'll let you stay rent-free for the next 3 months. Yes, I'm serious. We can discuss the terms again then. It's not right for you to have to spend so much every month when I can't even provide you with a functioning sink. Don't be so modest, darling. You definitely deserve it. So, you're going to stay, right? Oh, thank goodness. You are an amazing tenant. I know you haven't been here very long, but I can tell that you're going to be just fine. I've had my fair share of tenants who caused so much trouble. Some made too much noise during the nights, bothering other tenants. And then there was that unfortunate incident a few years back, involving a dispute between two tenants. I was so upset by that incident. I was very upset for the people involved, and, you know, then for a little while, because it made the news, a lot of people were skeptical about living here in this apartment complex. Yeah, it is a nice place. I don't blame people for being worried, given the crimes that happened here, but nothing like that has ever happened here since then, or before the incident happened. I guess I should really be more concerned about what happened with those tenants rather than it being bad for business. You think I'm a sweet landlady? Oh, you're the sweet one, darling. Listen, whenever you have problems with something in the apartment, please don't hesitate to call me. I know some landlords can be a little less attentive to problems. I mean, we all have our own lives, but we do need to make sure the apartments or houses we rent out are taken good care of. I mean, there's only so much we can do, but I'm happy to help you when you need it. You're fine, darling. Don't feel bad. I'm the one who should be feeling bad at the moment. I shouldn't feel bad? Ugh, darling, you were just too precious. I couldn't ask for a better tenant. I can tell. You're a keeper. Well, yeah, I guess I can't really force you to stay. I'd love it if you did stay here forever, but I know that things happen. You're young and you have your whole life ahead of you. Don't worry about anything for now. I'm serious when I say the last 3 months are on the house. Or, I guess on the apartment. Okay, yeah, I'll admit that joke was a bit cheesy. But it was a little funny, wasn't it? I love your sense of humor, darling. You are pretty cute. Oh, I'm sorry if that was kind of weird, sweetie. Your landlady calling you cute is probably not what you expected to hear. You'll take it as a compliment? Oh, thank goodness. I would absolutely hate it if I made you uncomfortable. So, I really hope you've enjoyed your time here so far. I know this was a setback, and I feel so bad that this happened. I really hope I can truly make it up to you, darling. Oh, well, aren't you too precious? I know. I shouldn't feel too bad. No one's perfect, but you shouldn't have to deal with stupid stuff like this. Actually, maybe I'll just let you stay rent-free for as long as you need. I'm dead serious, darling. You're the best tenant I've ever had. I can tell that I won't regret this decision. Well, I guess I don't blame you for feeling a bit weird accepting that. It's not every day that a landlady basically offers you a free place to live. Well, I won't force you to be here, obviously, but just know that for a while it's gonna be free. I won't accept any payment from you at all. Yes, I'm serious, darling. I know it sounds crazy, but I'm being completely upfront with you. You're young, anyways. You shouldn't have to worry too much about having a roof over your cute little head. Oh, and we're not gonna tell the other tenants. This will be our special secret, darling. I wouldn't want to upset them either, but in reality, I really don't care what they think. Even so, it's still in our best interest that they do not find out about this. Don't be so modest, sweetie. You more than deserve it. You're super amazing, and I can't wait for you to be here forever. Oh, did I say you'd be here forever? Well, I mean, I'd expect it to be crazy if you didn't want to be here forever after I offer you a free place to live. Perhaps it would be in our best interest to try a different approach. I'll be back in a minute.
I'm
Hi, sweetheart. As you can see, I have some cookies. I hope you like them soft. Okay, great. Now, let's eat some, shall we? How does it taste? Good to know. Why am I not eating? Oh, well, it's because they're just for you, darling. Darling, are you okay? You seem a bit out of it, and oh. I'm sorry, darling. Unfortunately, there was no other way. You seem a bit more stubborn than I expected, and I will make sure you have a place to stay for the rest of your life, whether you want it or not. I'm doing this all for you because I love you, darling, more than anything in the world. You won't be up for a few hours. This gives me plenty of time to set your new home up for you, darling. You'll be thanking me for this in the future. I promise.